Hello and welcome to
Game Together.
I am, as always, James, here with my very good friend and also daughter,
who is always here, Lois.
Absolutely. And today we're going to be talking all about some of the best family video games on Xbox Game Pass. Xbox Game Pass is a very, very, very good deal. It's incredibly good value. And basically what it means is you pay an amount of money every month, or you can pay for a year or whatever else, and you get access to all of the main, you know, big first-party Xbox games. But you also get access to all of these amazing independent indie games, and amongst them are some fantastic family games in there. And so we thought this week, and in fact we're going to do this for the next couple of weeks, we went through and looked at all the covers and decided which ones we thought looked like they'd be fun to play. So we just picked them out, had a little look at the description, downloaded them and checked them out. And we thought we're just going to try and get through as many as we possibly can over the course of a few days. So we're going to talk about them today. And today, what are we covering today, Lois? Which ones did you spot that you like the look of?
Rain on Your Parade, Fugs, Dragon Quest Builders 2, Minecraft Dungeons, Day of the Tentacle and Donut County.
All right. That's a lot to take in, isn't it? I'm not sure we even get through all of those, but...
Yeah, we didn't get through two of them.
But first of all, the first one you saw, top of the list, as you were looking through, was Rain on Your Parade. What was it about the picture that you saw in front of you that caught your eye?
Most games, you're a person running away from an enemy. But in this game, you're the enemy chasing the person. And I went, there are not many games like that. I really, really like that.
Flipping it on its head. I like that.
And the front cover, it looked like really colourful because, you know, in I don't know which game it is, but sometimes it goes like mwah, heh, heh, and it looks in a really weird voice, and it looks like the clouds doing that expression. Mwah, heh,
heh. It looks mischievous, doesn't it? Cloud looks like he's up to trouble. He's up to mischief, up to trouble.
Raining on people at a wedding, on a beach.
So you like the idea of that, of being the sort of, not the villain, but being a bit of a mischief maker in a game.
Yeah.
All right, so Rain on Your Parade, tell me about what this game involves. So you're playing the cloud.
Yeah, you're playing the cloud, raining on people.
So you just float around, and then what, you can press the button to rain on people.
Yes, and then you get to see them running around like tiny, tiny puppies in tiny cages that have escaped and are going crazy.
And you get objectives, don't you? So you get every level, you get given a number of things you've got to try and do. So give me a couple of examples of the types of things you have to do.
Wake up the teacher, rain on all the people, fix the science projects.
There was like one where there was a couple getting married and you had to destroy the wedding.
Knock over all the chairs.
Then there was one where there was like a dumpster fire, wasn't there? Everything was on fire.
Put out the fires.
So actually, you were the hero in that one.
Yes.
There was another one where you were on a beach.
Which you were basically avoiding the sun.
Oh yeah, because the sun was floating. So that's when you get then you have got an enemy to avoid, haven't you? The sun that's coming tries to get rid of you and get rid of you as a cloud.
Yeah, so you stop. This is a theory I've got that the sun wants the attention, but the cloud is sort of making all the people run around and giving the cloud attention, and the sun's cross about that, so he's like chasing the guy, I want the attention back.
I mean, in reality, I'd rather have the sun out than the cloud with the
rain.
I'd
rather have the cloud.
You'd rather have the cloud.
I like clouds.
And then as the game progresses, you start to get more interesting things, don't you? You can change your water for like lava, lightning. Some sort of lightning stuff, and then you've got different, more complicated tasks. It actually starts to get quite complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah, like rain on all the people. This is not one that we've seen yet. Rain on all the people, make the buildings get set on fire, and dry and soak all the people that run out of the building.
That could be a sort of thing that you might see later on. Yeah, now this is. Can you play two players on this at the same time?
Don't think you can.
No, you cannot.
No.
So that's a downside. As a game together game, it's a bit of a taking turns, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's quite
a good game.
It's quite fun taking turns, though, wasn't it? Because you're each level's really quick, isn't it? So you jump in, you have a go. When you run out of water, that's the end of the level.
Yeah.
So you can then let someone else have a turn, and then you can try it and try and beat their score. And there's bonus objectives as well, aren't there?
Yeah, bonus objectives.
Tempting to try and always get all of them.
Yes. But some really hard ones we just go, we struggled on that, so we'll end that level.
When you're trying to get through lots of games, you can't really afford to spend a lot of time trying to do every bonus objective, can you?
Yeah.
So what did you think about it? What was your verdict?
Well, I'd say that it is cool how you can design the cloud.
Oh, yeah, you didn't mention that. You can design your own cloud, can't you? So how does that work?
So you can redraw the face and change it, the cloud's colour. For example, you could draw a cool one in shades shouting, "I hate the sun." And with red background, so it looks like he's going to explode with anger.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you can change his colour. You can get hats for him, can't you?
Yeah, hats.
That's always a winner, isn't it? Being able to unlock little extra things like that. That makes it exciting.
Me and Elsie are all in for the extras.
You like the hats, don't you?
We like adjusting the costumes, pretending to be lions, roaming through the jungle and ruining people's lives.
I think you could probably... You'd be quite happy with a game where you just... All you had to do was change the hats on something.
Costume party.
Well, yeah, there was a game called Costume Quest 2, which we haven't tried yet. Maybe that's going to be one for us in the future. All right, so that...
This is my verdict on it.
Verdict, yes, go.
Do that. I would say that it is cool how you can design the cloud and how it can rain lava, lightning, how it can rain... lava, normal rain and lightning. And if you do not complete a level and you've tried it like 18 times, you can skip the level and just press end rather than retry if it's hard.
That's true. So if you do struggle, you can skip on to the next one, which again makes it super good, super family friendly, because if you are struggling, you can get on to the next level and you don't get stuck.
Yeah.
Elsie thought it was very funny, didn't she? She liked watching the people screaming and running around.
The old grandma saying, "Don't rain on me, Mr. Cloud!" Blah, 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 blah.
So that was pretty fun. So yeah, I think that was a really good... That's well worth a check out. And then next up, once we finished Rain and Parade, we went on to Fogs.
Fogs.
Because it sounds like dogs. So explain Fogs. What did the cover of that one look like?
It looked like two dogs.
Right, what sort of dogs?
Well, two sausage dogs that are attached.
Attached where? At the head?
The bum.
At the bottom.
Bottom.
So like they've got no bottoms.
They've got a head.
They've both got front legs next to both heads.
Yeah.
And then they're attached in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it shows where it's these two asleep, I think.
Yeah.
They're asleep, and then you're playing like their dream.
Oh, you think it's their dream, do you?
Yeah, it's because at the beginning it showed the two fogs falling asleep, then the like dream mark, and then it showed the controllers, and then you were like being the dream.
So how does this work? Is this one player or two player?
One and two player.
Excellent.
It can be one player being both heads or two players being separate.
So you could play one controller, you could control both heads with different joysticks.
Yeah.
But we played it two players, where one person has one head
and the other,
and the other one has the other head. But you've got, I mean, this is a working together game, isn't it?
Yes. If you're a person named Mark or a human,
any sort of human.
Who doesn't like another human in your plane? Shout, shout, shout. Now, you should have been there to move the blanket ball.
Yeah, so it's not a game.
No, that wouldn't work. You needed to move it. No, that wouldn't work either, just arguing.
Yeah, so it's not a game for people that don't like playing games together. It would be really bad. But if you like cooperating, it's a really good one. So basically what you're doing, you're controlling this dog, and it's tied together, effectively.
Yeah.
But you can do all sorts. You can
stretch them out.
You can stretch it out to make it like an elastic band.
Slingshot.
You can use the mouth. You can use one of the dog's mouth to attach some water, so then water goes through the dog and comes out
and the other
dog like a sprayer. So then you can use that spray to like
You can part jump by barking, because sometimes if you like make a noise and you're standing it up, animals, if they go arf arf, it sort of like lifts your body up like arf, and then you jump a little. So if they were doing that, it would like make you jump a tiny bit.
Yeah.
If you needed to bark your way up somewhere.
So you're grabbing stuff. You've got hidden bones to catch, to find, haven't you?
Yeah.
So there's a few little like secret extra bonus stuff.
Which is really cool, because I think about the costumes,
yep,
maybe that like pugs will unlock cute tiny outfits.
Oh, you think they'd be nice if we had some tiny outfits for
tiny,
it?
Tiny, tiny, tiny like bunny ears or
yeah,
Christmas trees or something.
How hard would you say this game is?
A bit hard.
Okay.
Because, like, when you were standing on a fan, if there was something down below, and if someone's trying to go up to the top, and there was only a bonus on the bottom and the top, and if you got up to the top, you wouldn't be able to get down, people could, like, you going up, and then the other one go down, and then it won't get you as high, it'll just send you down. So that's the only thing that I don't really like, because if you're trying to go up, somebody can lean down and then it'll zoink you back down, even if you need to get up in a timer.
Yeah.
If somebody like move the joystick, it'll send you back down.
Like a lot of these games that are sort of physics-based, it's a bit trial and error, isn't it? And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. But I think actually it's almost funniest when it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
When you get flung up in the air and you just completely miss something, or you end up splashing in the water or getting run over by a train.
Oh, yeah, I liked it. Elsie, because there was a train coming by, she walked in front of it. Then a medal popped up saying, make sure you're looking when you cross the road.
Yeah, we got squashed by a train. But there's a lot of cool things you could do. And again, it carries on quite simply, just using those simple controls. So it's really easy to get to learn how to play it.
Yeah.
So for people that don't really like, I think games have got too many buttons, I think games are too complicated, this is a great game to try out, because, you know, it's really straightforward. There's just your normal joystick, and then there's a bark button to grab things, and then the stretching button, and that's it. So you can do that, but then it's really complicated, all the different things you can do, things you can grab onto. There was one bit where we were using it like a, you know, like a hook a duck, weren't we? Where one person was hanging onto a pole at the top, and the other one was using their dog mouth to grab ducks, like
and
a hook a duck game.
To the right circle.
So that was pretty fun. Yeah, it was really fun. It was a fun game, wasn't it? I thought that was. I'm definitely going to check that one out, play a bit more of that one, because I thought that was. It was very amusing, and again, it certainly made everyone chuckle. So next up is, and this is a pretty heavy hitter, and again, absolutely free. With your subscription on Xbox Game Pass, Minecraft Dungeons. Now, we love Minecraft. What's
mainly me
different about Minecraft Dungeons?
You cannot fly, neither can you build stuff. Well, you might be able to build something, but from what we know, you can't like make stuff, and it's like always on adventure mode. And you fight enemies, and you can die and respawn at the beginning of a level. Not in Minecraft. If it's adventure or survival, you respawn at night. Like, if you died, you'd respawn where you last went to bed. But in this, you die, you go back to the beginning of a level.
So it's got a level. I mean, that's what Minecraft doesn't really have levels, does it? You play...
Like, yeah. You just play in a big world.
All right, so you're playing these levels. You've got... you're in a dungeon, basically. How many players are we talking this game?
Four players. A puppy.
There's no actual
defeating
puppies.
Humans.
There's no actual puppies in this.
Yeah, there's no puppies, but it's like four puppies defeating four cats.
Right.
Like 80 bazillion cats.
So you got four players, and you can be four players can play together on
one Xbox
or whatever you're on.
PS5.
Yeah. And then you can also play with people online. So you can play with your friends if they're in a different house or whatever else.
Yeah.
There's loads of options. And so you've got there's actually a story in this as well. Unlike Minecraft, well, there is a sort of story in Minecraft, but it's not a like real story, is it?
Yeah.
Whereas in this, you've got this illager, he's taken over the world, he's trying to turn everyone against everyone else, and you're out there trying to solve the problem, aren't you?
Yeah. And there was a funny part in the beginning when it said, maybe there's a hero. Not that one, because one was like, I'm going to save the day. Ah, terrifying! Right off of that Zid. But maybe you. And you just personally kept like, oh, watching over the video.
Ready to go. And a lot of loot. This is you'd get a lot of different weapons, bits and pieces you can catch along the way.
Fishing rods.
Oh yeah, loads, as usual, something you enjoy.
Costumes. I love the good costumes.
I think that should be we should have like a whole section on just costumes.
Oh yeah.
Best video game costumes.
Yeah.
So there's quite a lot to do. Now this is quite a hard game. You were playing it, and there was a bit of time where you and your sister were playing it without me. This is, you're struggling to beat a boss. And I thought, well, this will be fine. I'll swan in here. I'll help you out. I'll get this sorted out in no time at all.
You go in. What? How?
Dead.
But we survived a little longer, and you were shouting at me, going, no, don't do this, until the final result happened, because we were fighting the boss, about to die. Elsie and you had died. I was the last one surviving. You were saying, Lois, get back, go back and do the fight. But I was walking away from the fight. But sometimes it takes a while to move in the game. So you're moving backwards and you stay there for a bit. And then you finally get out and you're like, Lois, why are you doing that? And then I explained, if you move away from the fight, the enemies don't follow. So then you can revive them without enemies.
Yeah, you used a very clever respawning technique, didn't you?
Yes, so if you walk away, you can revive it, not being attacked while doing it. Unlike when we both died, we were shouting at Elsie. She just decided to revive us in the middle of the battle, and we were like shouting and saying, Elsie, get out of the battle, you can heal us. But she just stayed there and then revived us and then died halfway on reviving us.
Well, I was pretty impressed with that particular technique. I thought that was very, very clever.
Yeah.
So how would you describe, who's Minecraft Dungeons for then, would you say?
People who like Minecraft.
Yep.
And who love dying. And who like fighting humans and witches and glob monsters.
Skeletons. Creepers.
Who like firing bow and arrow.
Getting cool different weapons.
Whoever likes fishing.
You can't actually go fishing in it.
Yeah,
can you?
But you can use fishing rods as weapons.
Yes.
If you like going through doors, and when someone's about to fight, go through a door, then it takes you to a different place and really annoy your other player.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of... It's one of those games where you do need to... Again, you need to work together with your other players. You could be quite annoying in that game.
Yes.
But it's quite good. I like the way that when the loot drops, when the special weapons drop, they get given to a certain person. So if you've got one person, we've all played a game where there's one person that grabs all the power-ups, sneaks in there, gets all the money, gets all the loot. But in this game, it's colour-coded, isn't it? So only one person can pick up. That weapon appears. If you killed that monster, you get that weapon, and it's not going to get given to somebody else.
But something confusing once happened.
Right.
I beat a monster, and Elsie didn't fight at all. But Elsie got the stuff.
Perhaps she needed it more than you.
Pardon?
Perhaps she needed it more than you.
No, Daddy, I had, because it was when we restarted the thing on my account, and I didn't have any stuff, and Elsie had loads of things. So then when we did it, and I beat the monster without Elsie. Elsie got all the stuff.
Right.
It wouldn't allow me, it would only allow Elsie.
Maybe it's random then.
And also when I beat a monster, and you beat the monster, and it hatched a crossbow, and the crossbow got given to Elsie.
Seems like Elsie does very well out of this whole arrangement.
Yeah, every time we kill a monster, Elsie gets the prize.
Suspicious.
Suspicious, like she's hacked into the game and made it only give stuff to Elsie.
Maybe she has.
No, she can't hack. She doesn't know how to hack.
So. Doesn't she?
No.
Okay, good. Well, that's good news, because we shouldn't be hacking into games. That's not appropriate.
I know.
So it's pretty cool, but I really enjoyed it, actually. I quite like Minecraft, but I'm not like a massive Minecrafter.
And like me.
How would you say which is your favourite out of Minecraft and Minecraft Dungeons?
Minecraft.
You prefer Minecraft?
Because you get to build things, and I like building, and also the level that we got stuck in is only the third level, which means if that's the third level and it's that hard...
I think you've got to grind it out a little bit. I think that's what we need to do. We needed to level up our characters a bit, try out some different levels, get some better weapons and power up our weapons.
Yeah.
And then I think we probably would be okay. So I think it's like one of those games, you've got to stick with it a little bit and get through the first stage, yeah. And then you're going to have a bit more fun with it. But it's cool, you know. I love a four player couch co-op. Everyone on the screen at the same time.
Unless the couch is tiny.
Even someone's got to sit on the floor. But even then,
floor, couch, stool,
co-op. Perfect. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, we'll definitely want to check that one out then.
Yeah.
Last but by no means least, Overcooked 2. Now this is a game, we played this a lot on the Switch.
Yeah.
It is available on Game Pass as well. And a lot of these games are available on other platforms. It just so happens that we dabbled in them on Game Pass. So what's Overcooked 2 for
it's
those who never played it?
You are, it's a four-player game. You're a chef, you cook for customers.
Yep.
And you like chop up lettuce, boil cabbages, meat. You place them onto bread, on the bread and plates.
That sounds a bit boring.
But if you're cooking something and you leave it, it could set on fire.
Oh, now I'm interested. So what's happening? Is there a time limit?
There is a time limit. You get about 5 minutes.
Something like that. Something minutes
every level.
So orders are flying in. People are saying, I want fish and chips. I want a burger.
I want roast chips with a burger.
And are you battling each other?
No. I think you've got to work together to make the sandwich, like, because somebody's got to wash the dishes, somebody needs to chop. I love the chopping.
You like chopping.
Somebody needs to cook the things, and somebody needs to bring the food. Somebody needs to bring it over to the till where people get it and bring the food. Like, there's boxes full of cabbages, mushrooms, bread. You need to grab it, bring it over to the chopping service and chop it up.
So it's it is a proper teamwork co-op game, yeah. This isn't it. You cannot do this, you will not succeed on your own. You've got to get someone on chopping, someone's on cooking, someone needs to be washing up, someone
I'm
needs to be frying.
I love chopping.
But you've got to jump around, haven't you? Because then when the dirty dishes come back from the service, you've got to get them into the washing machine or into the sink, give them a wash, get them ready to be served. Otherwise, you end up with, before you know it, it's chaos, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before you know it, your burger's caught on fire. There's a fire in the kitchen, and someone's gonna grab the fire extinguisher.
There's levels where you're in two vans. There's this van that joins that moves, and once we something got set on fire, and the van was on our side. We had to perch on that van that was going to move for a really long time. Take us over, grab the fire extinguisher, get back on, wait another really long time, get over, put it out, get back on the track to thing, take it back over, place it, get back on, get over there, then realise I need back over there to do the chopping, get back on, move back, then start chopping.
It starts off pretty straightforward, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then
it gets
chaos.
Absolutely bonkers.
Yes.
Which I think is when it gets funniest.
Yeah.
People get in each other's way, people whacking each other out of the way.
And there's this move that makes you, like, if you're both caught in a tight gap, you can go, there's this button that makes you go, phew, super speedy.
You dash.
And then, like dashes, and then it, like, if there's two people, if one person dashes, it, like, takes them out of a small corner and round the corner, so that means you can
get
in
past.
Quicker. Like, say, yeah. Oh, my way, chef! Zoom! But I would not do that in real life, just barge past a person.
No, well, when in the kitchen, someone knocks over a pan of onion soup.
Mm.
You don't like the sound of onion soup?
No.
Pretty nice.
Don't like the sound. I've never tried. Now, carry on.
Okay.
Now, you're focused on onion soup.
Do you want to talk about? I thought we'd have a nice chat about onion soup.
No,
that's not. This isn't the onion soup culinary podcast, is it?
No.
Absolutely not. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's great. It's a really good, it's a really fun game, Overcooked. Overcooked 1, Overcooked 2. There's a version now that's got everything, all you can eat edition, which you can get on the Switch and a lot of other platforms as well. And I think that's definitely one. It's definitely one that's a fun one to keep coming back to as well, isn't it, for a family game? For sure. For sure. Well, that's just a handful of games. So what have we got there? We go through them again. We've got Rain on Your Parade. Fogs. Minecraft Dungeons.
Yeah. Overcooked.
Overcooked.
Two. Can't get the two. Don't leave the portal.
Which one do you reckon? If you had to pick one of those that you were going to spend a bit more time on, so we've just dabbled with each one of these a little bit, but if you were going to pick one of those and continue playing it a bit more, which one would it be?
Minecraft Dungeons is a bit hard, so like it's a bug, move it to a new house, and then the two other bugs, you just can't let them both go. So, like, you can't decide.
Oh, right. Well, there was four in total, so...
Oh, yeah.
Which one have you forgotten about?
Minecraft Dungeons and...
Right, so put Minecraft Dungeons to one side for now.
And Overcooked 2.
Overcooked 2 to one side for now.
Two bugs gone off to a new place.
Okay.
And then you can't choose out of the centipede.
You've got to choose.
You can't choose out of the centipede or the other centipede.
You've got to choose. Why have you made them into centipedes?
I don't know. I just like centipedes. I can't choose. I like them both equally. Like one and the other, then one and the other, then one and the other. I can't choose, so I'm going to ask you the exact same question, which I cannot remember.
Well, you can't remember what the question was.
Yes.
Which is which one would you choose?
Which one do you prefer?
Which one would I prefer?
To play more often, obviously. Okay.
I think I would probably go for fogs.
Oh, I wonder why I did drum roll into that.
Sorry.
Okay. Fogs.
Yeah, I thought fogs was very funny. I like these games. There seems to be a lot of games at the moment which are based on people doing silly things, falling over, crashing, all this sort of stuff.
Buffing people out of the way.
And I think it was funny.
On them, making them scream.
Yeah, it made most people laugh. It was funny to watch as well as to be playing.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching YouTube messing about on it as well. Yeah. And so it was good. Yeah, I think I'd like to play more of that. I think that was a really, really good game.
Yeah.
You're going to join me on that one then?
Yeah.
Change plan. Still Rain and Parade. Great, but I think that's the one. If I had to pick one, that's the one I would play with.
Fogs is 100% and Rain on Your Parade is like 99% and 3/4.
Cool. That's an excellent rating.
Or 6/8.
Very good. Very good. All right, well that's it for part one of our Xbox Game Pass deep dive into the family gaming world.
Deep dive. It's like the ocean is all games and then you like dive into the game.
It is like that, isn't it? Yeah, you're
swim
right.
Swim around looking at all the games.
And that's what it's like in the game. You know, at risk of sounding like an advert for Game Pass, it is like that. You're swimming in an ocean of really, really cool games. So, yeah, next week we're going to talk about another few games that we've played over the course of the next few days. So please do come back and join us then. In the meantime, we'd love it if you'd leave us a little review for this podcast. If you enjoy it, we'd really love it if you'd leave us a review. It enormously helps more people find our podcast, and we just love for more people to be able to have a little listen to what we're chattering about. So that would be absolutely fabulous. You can also follow us on Instagram or Twitter at GameTogetherUK.
Yep.
But until we speak again next time...
Game together! Lewis's famous jingles. Bum 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 bum